Well, if you're like me, you'd probably just like to forget about this past winter, but this very gradual spring we're having is making it difficult. As the warmer weather slowly arrives, we're just starting to get a more complete picture of winter's repercussions. And for many Michigan golf courses, especially in the eastern half of our state, the winter has been one of the worst on record. Here to help us get a sense of the damage to Michigan's links is Kevin Frank, an MSU associate professor and turf grass specialist. He's also joined by phone with by Brian Schweighofer. He's the golf course superintendent at Franklin Hills Country Club in Farmington Hills, Michigan. Kevin and Brian, welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
Brian, how many greens are affected down there at Franklin Hills?
Well, every one of our greens was moderately affected. Some of them are recovering more quickly than others. Currently, we have 14 greens that are out of play. We were able to open up five of them for last weekend.
What do they look like?
Lots of patchiness, I guess you'd call it. Some areas of green and quite a few areas of brown and dead turf.
Hmm. And what are you hearing from your colleagues at other courses in the area? Are they having similar problems?
Yes, quite a few courses in the area are having similar problems. Oddly enough, a few courses have escaped damage, which we're still mystified by it to a certain extent, but I'd say the majority of courses in this area, Metropolitan Detroit, have suffered some type of damage, some worse than others.
So in the 20-plus years you've been doing this, can you give us a sense of just how bad this is?
I've never seen it like this. I've never even realized that it could get this bad, to be honest with you. I think I've heard stories of maybe early 80s it was this bad, but at that point, I don't really remember it. It's really severe.
Kevin Frank, is this the worst you've seen it?
Yeah, I've been on campus for 15 years now, and I was talking to one of the superintendents in the Greater Detroit area that's been in his position for several years, and he was pointing back almost 40 years to when he thought the damage was possibly this severe.
What is happening from your point of view? Why are these greens in particular dying?
The biggest problem we had this winter was we had ice form on greens, and that happened somewhere around the end of December to about the 1st of January or so. And that ice literally was in some places 3-4 inches thick. I mean, basically it looked like a skating rink on top of these putting greens. And that stayed in place for better part of 70 days, which becomes a real problem for the turf being able to survive under that ice.
So they can survive snow. They cannot survive ice.
Yeah, snow, if it's just snow, even though, we broke all sorts of records for days of snow cover this year, that's not a problem. But when you put ice on top of it, all of a sudden, it's essentially like the plant and the soil can't breathe anymore. Everything is trapped under there, and that's basically, the plant almost suffocates to death is what happens.
So what are some of the options for superintendents like Brian?
I mean, at this point, they're all about regrowing grass. We've gone around. I mean, there's damage. There's different ways it might have died, but the bottom line is, in some cases, this grass is gone. Some is recovering, but they're basically regrowing greens, so it's kind of like starting over again.
Brian, when did you start to become concerned here? Did you know you had a problem midwinter or thereabouts, or what?
All superintendents get nervous whenever there's ice on the greens, so some of us were nervous, back in December when the ice formed. And then gradually throughout the winter, we became more and more nervous, per se, then all the way to, fear. So mid-January, we were concerned, and then ultimately in February, when we were approaching that 60-day window, we knew that there was going to be some severe repercussions.
Are there options that you have for dealing with this while it's happening? During the winter?
It's very difficult. This winter especially, we had 18 to 20 inches of snow on top of the ice. So a lot of us tried to go out there and do something, but that required removing the snow on basically 3 acres of green surface and then trying to remove that ice layer.
I heard that didn't stop people from trying. I guess people were using snow blowers on greens?
Oh, we were trying everything. We invested a lot of time and a lot of energy to try to do that. But in the end, we were unable to prevent the damage.
So tell us what you're doing now then.
Well, our club purchased covers, and we have covered the greens with this. It's a specialized fabric kind of designed for golf course greens, and it's a translucent woven poly material that allows air to transfer back and forth, but it almost acts like a greenhouse, trapping heat underneath it. So it allows us to grow grass just a little bit faster, and especially in a springtime that's, you know, cooler than normal.
Are you tearing up some of these greens and just starting over here, or how much grass have you managed to salvage?
Well, in each of the greens, there has, you know, some grass has survived. We are seeding, you know, adding seed to the areas that have, you know, died, and some of the grass that's there is kind of filling in. So we're kind of growing grass in from a couple different directions. One, adding seed to what's left is spreading out and growing. So the covers and the seeding and all the work that we're doing is, you know, we hope to have greens ready to be back in action by, you know, the first week in June.
Kevin, Frank, are you aware of preventative ways? Are preventative ideas being put on the table to address ice?
I mean, there's some ideas we've had, and certainly one that's the number one question everybody's asking now is, you know, they've seen the damage. What are they going to do next year? And I don't know if we're going to get another winter like this. You know, I mean, for most of us, this is the worst winter we can ever remember, but there are some thoughts that possibly some of these greens you can cover completely with a cover system similar to what Brian's talking about now, but that would actually prevent ice from forming on top of the greens. So that's a possibility. I don't think it's 100% foolproof. Sometimes we could actually have damage from covering greens like that, but that's a possibility. We're introducing a lot of bent grass into greens now. Most of our greens that were damaged are what we call annual bluegrass or poa annua putting greens. So reseeding with bent is possibly going to help us a little bit. That's basically between the two grasses, the poa died and the bent survived. And most of our older golf courses are really dominated by poa just because our growing conditions are so favorable for it in this state. And besides that, it's just everything we can do throughout the year to make the plant healthier, to give it a chance to get through a severe winter like we just emerged from.
We're talking with Kevin Frank, a turf grass specialist from Michigan State University, and Brian Schweighofer, golf course superintendent at Franklin Hills Country Club in Farmington Hills, about the damage done to golf courses due to the intense winter. Brian, are you looking at potential economic impact from the condition of your course?
You know, being a private club, you know, we're a little bit insulated because we have, you know, members, and we don't depend necessarily on daily fee golfers. However, there is an economic impact because we've purchased covers, purchased seed, invested a lot of time and effort into recovery, and of course, we're going to have an impact on loss of revenue to golf and into the restaurant and those types of things. So definitely loss of revenue and definitely increased expenses. I think it's a much bigger problem for like a public course that depends solely on, you know, cart and golf revenue for, you know, their livelihood. So
you agree with that, Kevin?
Yeah, absolutely. I was on site at a public course last weekend, as the owner told me, and, you know, and every golfer understands, playing temporary greens is not something that most golfers are interested in doing and paying a green fee for. So it's a huge issue for those public facilities.
Kevin, over the, say, last decade or so, have you had to take into account any effects of climate change into your work?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny, I guess, from my perspective. I've been trying to do some winter kill research for on and off probably 10 years, and the biggest problem I've had is we haven't had a good winter. And we finally
got them all in 1 year.
Yeah, we got it all in 1 year. So it's kind of been the opposite, that in some cases we've looked at it and said, you know, geez, we're having trouble replicating these types of events. And that was our biggest problem this year. We never got that sustained melt that we often do in sometime in January, February, which melts all the snow, melts all the ice, and kind of resets the clock for us.
Kevin Frank is an MSU associate professor and turf grass specialist, and Brian Schweighofer is the golf course superintendent at Franklin Hills Country Club in Farmington Hills. Kevin and Brian, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and thanks for having us.